marry me, Erica Levine. And Erica Levine said, what do you mean? Well, my mother and my father said a fella ought to marry. And my father said his brother, who is my Uncle Larry, never married. And he said that Uncle Larry is a dope. So will you marry me? Says Erica, no. When Erica Levine was 17, she went to the prom with Joel Bernstein. They danced to the light of the glittering Bobby sock, cause the theme of the dance was the history of rock. And when he took her home, Joel kissed her at the door. And he said, do you know what that kiss is for? Joel, she said, no, I don't, but you kissed just fine. Said Joel, it means that you are mine. And she said, no, I'm not, and she ran inside. And on the way home, Joel Bernstein cried. Erica cried too and wrote a letter to Miz, saying, there's one thing I know, I'm mine, not his. When Erica Levine was 23, her lover said, Erica, will you marry me? Our relationship provides a basic need, and I'd like it legally guaranteed. For without your perfect love, I would surely die. And Erica turned to him and said, why, at your age, your basic needs should be met by you. I'm your lover, not your mother. Let's be careful what we do. Erica Levine was talking to Lou about when they would get married and what they would do. Should we live in your apartment or mine? Mine's rent controlled, yours is on the green line. Well, they argued and discussed it till they really didn't care, and they bought a condominium near Harvard Square. They thought very carefully about what they would do and say when at last came their wedding day. I will live with you and love you, but I'll never call you mine. And the judge pronounced them married, and everyone had wine. The happy ever afterlife was not the kind they got, but they tended to be happy.